to tree or not to tree? That, my friends, is the question. So, that's what we're going to talk about today. To Merkle tree or not to Merkle tree, and when and where this might be beneficial in the system. And, you know, we can get into whether or not Shakespeare actually said it like that, you know, or if Kinez called it a barbarous relic, or, you know, in my textbook it says a barbecue and relish. So I don't know what book you were reading. Now, if a network such as the Truth Social Network existed during these times and these fools had TSN addresses, then we could really know for sure, right? But more seriously, that's what we're going to talk about, is this idea of the Merkle tree and how it could apply to certain aspects of the system. We're going to talk about a few new concepts, such as lightweight addresses, the various different server feed types. We're going to talk about cloud swaps, and we're going to talk about this idea of the clash tag, or the value-weighted, clout value-weighted hashtag, right? So we got a lot to do today. We got a big one. A lot of this was some of these concepts were briefly touched upon in the white paper. If you haven't seen it, that's where I've been. I kind of put my head down, had to throw something together. So now we officially have a white paper. You can find that at thetruthsocialnetwork.com white paper, capital W, capital P, you know, some shit like that. Fucking, I'll probably do it as an official commit to the Get Truth directory, right? As a separate branch under the white paper, right? And then everyone could see it there. But for now, it's up and running at thetruthsocialnetwork.com. I may or may not have sent it out to a certain mailing list. It's making its rounds now. There was a comment about the name. I wouldn't get too caught up in that. And the name, the Truth Social Network. It's not about, you know, ascribing truth to content itself. It's just more like how Bitcoin is this giant truth machine that attests to when transactions happen. So it's sort of a nod to that same concept, and at least what we're trying to do is, you could prove that someone said something from a specific identity at a certain time, right? Similar to Bitcoin, and now there's going to be some work that's actually burying this content. But that's neither here nor there, right? Just sipping on some coffee. So, I guess let's start with the clash tag, right? So, in traditional social media, you have this idea of the hashtag, which allows certain words or phrases to trend. And similar to what we've spoken about with these functional ping proofs, right? You know, so if you hadn't been tuned in, go back and listen to a few of the audio development journals about functional ping proofs, which is this concept that you could basically sign a message in a certain way to illustrate the fact that your identity is, performing some function. So, for instance, a like could be signing a message which literally just says the word like, and a line for the word like, and then the next line is the fingerprint of the, you know, message or TSN reference that you are liking. So you can basically recreate all these functions with what I called functional ping proofs. Now the other aspect is the tallying system, and so like a lot of other aspects of the Truth Social network, when you like it, you ping over to the recipient this signature. And that's basically going to be the basis of a lot of aspects, is that you, when you do things, you ping them over to certain, to the recipient, or we'll get into how hashtags could work with a specific hashtag. I guess you could call it server feed. This is yet like another type, but so the point is that the recipient is always responsible for tallying things in the system, and it's similar with like thread channel replies. So if you want to, you know, like on Twitter, you see how many people engaged with or commented on a particular tweet. So with a particular TSN reference, you know, if there's, you know, this amount of replies that you've listed, you're responsible for tallying those. And so the recipient is always tallying. And so what we spoke about in the functional ping proofs one is we were kind of weren't sure of how you would, what information would you be displaying? Like, if you have tens of thousands of likes for a popular account, you know, do you need to put all of that on your frickin' server? And so that's where this idea of the Merkle tree comes in. So you may not need to. Okay, so you could really just have a Merkle tree of all of these like proofs, right? And you post the Merkle root for every reference, right? And so everyone could see that their like was included in this Merkle root. And so that's kind of how you could do it. Like, all of that wouldn't necessarily need to go on your server. But here's the fucking thing. It doesn't matter, okay? There's likes and all that bullshit is not gonna matter. Attention is now rooted in hash power, okay? Clout is what matters. So I don't even know if, it's not a technical impediment to having likes, but I don't even know if you fucking need to have likes, or I don't even know if we want to incentivize that, I should say. It's, you're going to have a clout address for every reference, and what's going to be important in our system is how much hash power in the form of clout a particular reference receives. And so this is gonna, so that brings us to our concept of clash tags, right, as I'm calling it. And you know, people are buying up domains left and right, so I really should, if I was smart, I'd be doing that before talking about this stuff, but I don't give a fuck. So the clash tag, as I call it, you know, you fuckers want to go ahead and take scoop that up as well, you're free to, is this concept of evaluated hashtag, okay? And it's a similar concept to what's going on with TSN reference. Everything in the system is valued in clout, more importantly than anything else. So more important than the followers you have is how heavy or what your difficulty is of the proof of work of your clout chain. Okay, is more important than how many followers you have, as I spoke about in the paper. And so these are all kind of new stuff that you haven't heard about unless you read the paper. And you know, don't take the paper religiously, right? But there's a lot that's been added which hasn't been spoken about yet, which are kind of huge concepts. But if you're listening because you read this paper and you're kind of checking out a lot of the proof of concept on my site, and you're listening to these. There's also a lot of shit that's been spoken about, such as functional ping proofs and probably some other stuff that was not in the paper, which may or may not come into play. So don't take either one religiously. But so what matters is the difficulty of your cloud chain, right? How much hash power you got. And then the other aspect with references is how much clout they receive in tips. Now, I guess following and stuff like that will, as opposed to likes, which I just explained, I'm not sure if it's even smart to have them at all. Like, the way you like it is by sending it some clout, right? And that's better. Wouldn't you rather see, imagine you all of your likes represented actual fucking, you know, some non-zero value. Which would you rather have, a fucking number or some value that you could potentially, if it got popular enough, convert into some Bitcoin, right? You tell me. So, but following and followers will be in the system, because that's also will have at least some relationship to your handle, right? Your blockchain handle. So, in other words, there'll be some technical implementation that when I follow you, I kind of store your handle, you know, that's like a shorter way of tagging, right? Obviously, when I like redime with a comment, you get a notification, but there should also be a way to tag someone, like, you know, like when you add someone. In our system, we have the point symbol, right? Maybe that should have just fucking been the ad symbol. I don't know. But, you know, I like this new extraterrestrial symbol of pointing, right? Don't fucking point me, bro. So when you follow someone, I think it'll be something like that. You'll sort of, you know, then you have a shorter way of tagging people. You'll sort of, in your own database, you pen their handle to that their address, and that's your way of recognizing them, right? So we're definitely going to have followers and following, but it's not as important. Now, I suppose if you're followed by a high difficulty TSN address, or in other words, someone with a high difficulty cloud chain, that is, you know, of value, because there's a better chance they'll get tipped in their cloud, which is sort of more valuable than any other cloud, right? If depend, so that's how it's cloud's gonna work. It's really what matters is how much, you know, difficulty you're able to attract over time, right? So don't get caught up in the token aspect of it, right? It's think of it more like a fucking, just a representation of hash power that is dedicated to since it's merge mining, and we'll have to see if it starts out as merge mining, or it starts out as just regular proof of work, and then once you get to a certain point, it's safer to switch over to that, or if you're just starting out as it. But the point is, the tokens are just representations of hash power, which is being wasted by only mining Bitcoin, right? If you could dedicate the same hashes towards also securing someone's historical identity chain or truth chain, right? Maybe that's another golden word. Maybe they shouldn't be called identity chains. Maybe they should be called truth chains. I don't know. But so just think of it as, obviously, that hash power, which is securing, which is also additionally securing your truth chain or your identity chain or your historical record, whatever you want to call it, would be more valuable to you, right? You should give those people who are mining your shit a leg up. And so this is a mutually beneficial thing, because it also kind of quite elegantly solves a problem of this Patreon-like function, right, of CloudTrion. Why should you need to have that service? It's like, let's get rid of as many fucking intermediaries as possible, and this way you can just accept your token for that. So it's not only tipping, it's going to be that. There's a whole bunch of other concepts I've spoken about in the past which they could be used for, but the point is, don't get caught up in the token aspect of it. They're just representations of hash power, okay, which naturally you should reward those who are contributing it additionally from Bitcoin to your to securing your historical record. Naturally you would give them a reward for doing so. And so another, we'll have to do a whole other one on how this could be literally a whole different incentive for people to mine, right, on top of there's going to be a Litecoin parent chain, I'm sure, eventually, and a big, you know, it's, anyone can choose which, once the software is written, which parent chain they're going to use. But the point is, it's mutually beneficial of the parent chain because they get an extra reward in addition to transaction fees. And like with Bitcoin, the block subsidy is by design going to continue to drop. So, obviously transaction fees have and will continue to increase, but now this is going to, the block subsidy is going away over time, and so this will be an additional reward of why people might want to mine. We're talking way down the line, right? And you could get into the incentives of, I'll do a whole other one on the feedback loops that are involved of how Metcalfe's law could become involved, and how there's a huge incentive for people to start the first cloud chains, and when they attract mining, that'll we'll do a whole other one. That's a complex subject, but so bringing it back, the point is, these are just tokens which have different levels of difficulty, and you'll be able to get tipped in various ones. Now, on your own, if you're brave enough to have your own block publishing server, that's going to be, you're primarily going to be tipped in your own clout, as opposed to server feed has its own clout, and, you know, then we'll get into lightweight addresses and all that. But the point is, you could say that there shouldn't be like all of these different, like, presumably if the network is successful enough, most people are going to be wanting to start their own cloud chain. I mean, you could, lightweight addresses are this beautiful way to like dip your foot in first, and we'll get into that, but the point is, you're not going to care if you get tipped alright, lightweight addresses are serverless addresses, so now you could create replies which go on a block publishing server, and you're sort of efficiently harnessing the power of their identity chain, right? So you don't need your own server, and whether you're doing this on a server feed or someone's own block publishing server, you, if you can merit interaction, get exposure, or if they just are posting them, get exposure to clout. And so even if you're posting on a bunch of different block publishing servers, right, and if you get into the white paper, you see that you could be tipped with one address on multiple chains, the point is, you're not going to care which clout you get, because they all have a weighted value, which is going to be presumably correlated to the hash power of their cloud chain difficulty, right? So I'm not a, you know, labor theory of value cuck, right? I'm not one of those, but there's obviously some correlation to of hash power and price. Certainly not that gaining hash power automatically, you know, gives you a price, but they are correlated, not cause it, you know, which causes which. There's like an arbitrage like dynamic. If hash power is too high, then eventually it adjusts to price, or if price is too high, then eventually it adjusts to hash power, and vice versa. So it's, you don't need to get into the chicken and egg, but to deny that there is some correlation between the two is obviously spurious and ridiculous, something that pretty much everyone would admit that there's some correlation. So the point is, say you have one cloud chain with difficulty X, and then you have another cloud chain with four times the difficulty. Eventually, you know, there's going to be a market value in Bitcoin, which, you know, is, you would imagine, has some correlation to that relationship, to that 4x relationship. And if it doesn't, then it evens out towards the right relationship. But that would be your baseline to look at it. So you could expect that the Bitcoin value would be, you know, would have that as at least its input. So the point is, you're not going to care if you get one person's clout or another, because they're going to all have a relative value, and they're all going to be easily exchangeable with some form of cloud swaps. Like, this shit is already being worked on for the wider cryptocurrency field, regardless of any of this, like decentralized exchange. So whether it's going to be, you know, cross-chain atomic swaps using, you know, Lightning, or whether it's going to be a BISC model, or, you know, some type of Pagan model, like, or some combination of all those, you can pretty much bet that with or without the true social network, that shit's going to get worked out. And so now you have you could also probably create some type of reputation system, right? Like, literally, that's kind of what this is. So maybe that could help towards things. But the point is, there's going to be a relative value of these cloud chains, and they're going to be easily exchangeable. So if you get, you know, a shitload of low difficulty clout, that'll be pretty similar to getting a small amount of high difficulty clout. And so you're going to have this sort of weighted accumulated, you know, hash power, or accumulated difficulty, you know, sort of weighted score, or like a universal clout score, whatever it's going to be called. And so you could apply that concept to references which have different balances on different cloud chains, and that's what brings us to clash tags, right? So I initially, just thinking about how you do hashtags, right? Well, like all other things in the system, you as the creator of a hashtag are going to ping, instead of, in this case, there's no recipient, you're going to ping the hashtag server. And so my initial thought was similar to what you could do with functional ping proofs, with how you tally it, right? You just have a database, like how I was saying with likes. You could just have maybe with this, it would actually be a public database. At least this was my first thought of just hashtag signatures, right? That all have a link to the signature pages of those who created them. And that's why it's, you know, better to not have a lightweight address if you want to get certain advantages. So the system, it has these different grades of what's important, right? Like having a server, block publishing server, is more important than not. So that's more important than a lightweight address. But more important than having a server is how much clout something receives. So you have those three different sort of gradients of what's important in the system and how things are valued as compared to traditional social media, which is all just bullshit statistics, right? Of likes, followers, and all that. But so the point is, you could just have this hashtag server which aggregates these signatures that are signatures and, you know, accompanying signature pages that are, you know, pinged to it. It aggregates all of them in a Merkle tree, and it posts the Merkle root for a certain hashtag, right? And so you could, and with this, you'd probably be able to actually go through all of the Merkle tree, right? Like, add all the inputs into it, sort of like on Twitter, how you can scroll through a hashtag feed, like you just type in a hashtag and see what's trending, if, you know, assuming they allow it, right? So with this, it would just be anything that's hashtag gets added to this tree that everyone could see on this server or collection of servers and go through it. But so that is not hard necessarily to do, but maybe you have these things, maybe you have this concept of the clash tag, which is the same concept as a hashtag, except maybe it's not as important. And you could sort of go between and check out that first statistic and also check out this and make up your own mind. But maybe it's not as important the number of people who use a hashtag as it is the amount of weighted clout value a particular hashtag receives, right? So it's just another way of which we could incentivize clout as more important than traditional statistics, if you're picking up what I'm putting down. And so this value of weighted clout is all throughout the system. You could have it with reply thread channels, right? So even if, whether you have a block publishing server or not, all replies can be tipped in clout, and they have these weights as well. And so if you really want to start thinking outside of the box, and who knows if this is actually possible, but say, you know, you start with a lightweight address and you're commenting on everyone's, all these various different block publishing servers, and people like what you have to say, and you start accumulating all this clout, and then you kind of get so much that you're like, well, I want to turn this lightweight address into a TSN address and actually open up a block publishing server, right? And so who knows, maybe it's like, well, once you've reached a certain, you know, value-weighted score of all these various cloud tips on different chains, you could, like, and this is far out, futuristic, outside the box thinking, but, you know, you could, like, trade this value for, like, you know, futures, you know, for like future hash power to start your own cloud chain. Like there would be miners that would accept, like, you know, trading already committed hash power to that cloud for future value. And, you know, it's like enough to know that you could at least get started mining, but I don't know. We'll see. Maybe that's far out. But regardless, if you have enough success as a lightweight address, presumably that clout would have some Bitcoin value, and it's like it gets you on the path to opening up your own server. But you have that cool dynamic where you're kind of harnessing the power of people's already existing servers, and your stuff is getting in their record, so it's stored in time through their servers, and you're kind of, it's a good way to get your foot in the system and bootstrap yourself. Now, keep in mind, all replies are not references, right? But they could be made into references by their state being built into a reference eventually. And if you want to see how that works, you could check out some past examples we've done with that. That's just another thing. Like, I guess they're not being checked by the protocol, right? So I guess, like, their timestamps are not as valid. Maybe for reply, you just put your own Unix timestamp, and it's just less dependable than the others. But you know it came after the reference which you replied to, right? And then if it gets turned into a reference, you know it came before that one. So you have these sort of things that you can deduce from it.